This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope everyone had a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. Go America. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you on this Monday program, where we will be catching up with Mike Trader, always busy doing basketball camps and for decades has been helping improve youngsters' game, and some of the folks looking to find some information and find out what all these camps are all about. Sometimes we think there's too many of them, so we want to get a little individualization here. And we'll also talk with Blake Marquardt. He is the American Legion baseball coach for Hastings Johnson Imperial. They will play in the junior championship game of the Cornhusker League. Now, it rained overnight in Hastings, and so they have to postpone the junior game to tomorrow. The senior game is Grand Island Home Federal in Lincoln at Sherman Field against J.C. Bragger tonight at 6, but Hastings will postpone their championship game until tomorrow night at 6, and we'll talk with the coach about his youngsters. There are plenty of baseball going on over the weekend. Of course, Wimbledon continues, the World Cup going on, All-Star voting going on. Some news with Alex Gordon, Jabba Chamberlain, Husker basketball, Husker football. If you just got away from it all the last 3 days, we'll try and get it covered for you. Did you get away from it all, Jimmy?
You're going to have to tell me what's going on, because sometimes when I'm at a baseball tournament, that's about all I do. Or if I'm at the horse races, you know what I mean? I don't know what else is going on. But I did watch a little soccer last night.
That's all you had to watch.
Well, I watched it, and I turned back, and my head went down. I looked up, and the score is different. And I looked back again. I thought I was watching the Holiday Bowl. You know, the sponsor of that soccer game, I think they're the Holiday Bowl sponsors. More scoring going on. How was that one? Do you like that one? I made that one up. That was my own. I did that on my own. No one told me that. I thought of it myself.
12 hours you were working on that.
No, I don't really.
You pulled it off.
No, I just did it when I sat down. I wrote down hard-nosed because we were talking about the Hastings college basketball coach, and that guy was hard-nosed. I'll tell you what. When his player out there, if they don't learn anything else at that basketball camp, they're going to know how to be tough when they get out of there.
No doubt about it. And they'll have some fun.
Yeah, all of Mike Trader's players. You know, that they came in soft. They didn't leave soft. Tell you that. Yeah.
Let's go down the line here, and we'll stop and talk about any time you want to talk, and it'll give our listeners a chance to kind of weigh in on whatever you want to weigh in on. You can give us a buzz anytime. The Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. You can always tweet us at ESPN, 1460, 1515, and you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, how much of this Wimbledon do you get in? Do you watch much of it?
I wish I watched more. I get involved with the stats when they come in there and go, hey, these two people haven't played for such this. And then when I look at that, you know, I always am hoping for a good match. You know, I hate to see something 6-0, 6-0 and the underdog lose. I kind of want to see some upsets. How about you?
Yeah, I just want to see competitiveness, you know, and Americans do well.
There you go. Do you want me to keep talking while you're typing in something over there?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the key.
All right. You got to let me know. You got to point at me, and then I'll know to keep going.
Well, yeah, because it used to be if I just am not looking at you, it just now it's past that.
You know? Hey, you know,
I'm always listening.
You know, I'll tell you what I know about tennis is I think I was in college when I learned how to score it. And I might have been late in high school. Could have been my senior year in high school. But I, you know, 15 love, 30 love, 40 love. Then now, why did it go from 15 to 30? And then the next point was only worth 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With 15 love, 30 love, now it's 40 love. And then, it, you know, I could never figure out what that went from 30 to 40. Who made that move?
You know, I'll have to be honest. I have no idea the origin of tennis scoring. No idea. Don't know where it came from. I'm sure producer Caleb will investigate on that for us. But from Wimbledon, Jack Sock and Vasek Pospisil, they're the 3 seed. They're playing the 13 seed in the third round of doubles. They're just underway. Sock's down 3-1 in the first set. Earlier today, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, they advance on. Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic still to play. Andy Murray trying to get things done here, but he was broken in the last game of the third set, so he's up 2-1. And that's going on with Wimbledon. Rory McIlroy is injured. Now that we're at this Twitter age, he put it out on Twitter that he ruptured a ligament in his left ankle while playing soccer. British Open 2 weeks away, his biggest tournament, wants to be able to defend get another championship, wants to stop Jordan Spieth's streak. But it looks like that would be pretty hard to do when you got to put a little pressure on that left ankle. Now, this isn't basketball, football, soccer where you're cutting and running. But I would envision a Tiger Woods 2008 U.S. Open bad knee situation where you could play quite a bit, but every once in a while it's going to give. When you're walking on it, it's going to hurt. So everybody now in the golf world, when it comes to that, especially overseas, seeing how that will pan out. All-Star game. Kansas City ends up with 4 starters. Had 8 a month ago when they first started. Everybody made a big brouhaha about it. The deal that you look at, though, Jimmy, is how many of them actually finished in second? I think it's still very impressive, and I don't think it's overstated by Kansas City Royals fans voting anymore, because we had almost 3 times as many votes for the All-Star game as we've ever had before, according to ESPN and Fox last night. Lorenzo Cain, Alex Gordon, Salvi Perez, and Alcides Escobar are all getting in. Many people believe at least one pitcher, most likely Wade Davis, will be selected today as a reliever. Ned Yost knows that he probably can't take any of his other Royals as backups, as substitutes. And that's a 50-50 deal, don't you think? I mean, you want to give them they get 3 whole days of rest. And why not give them that 3 days of rest? It might make an effect on their contract. I know there's bonuses in there for some of these guys, but, you know, does it make a big difference whether Mike Moustakas is coming to play or Hosmer is coming to play?
Might to them. You know, it might be an honor to them. You know, they've had nice years. You know, the thing of it is sometimes in the All-Star voting, somebody can have a sensational year and you just happen to be playing in the wrong spot. Now, Salvador Perez, I think, is the best catcher in the major leagues. I like the way he does things. He's got power. He makes a lot of blocks. He really handles his pitchers well. He's really an easygoing player for all of major. He's nice to the other teams. He makes peace. You know, and you're a catcher. You know how many times the pitcher goes every 5 days? You know, I mean, you're the catcher.
Catcher's getting 6 of 7, 5 of 6, depending on the week.
Well, I mean, at Alex Gordon, they hit 5 balls out to Alex, and he catches usually all 5. Yeah. Let's be honest about that. But he throws guys out. He does a lot of things out there. But Salvador Perez, if they throw 120 pitches, he's involved in about 120 plays. So your catcher is such an important. You know, you can go play right field, and the ball never could be hit to you the whole game. I mean, you're still going to get your 3 or 4 at bats. But
two quick things here.
Yeah.
I'll give you a prop bet right now, Jimmy.
Okay.
The Royals have 7 games before the All-Star game. They play every night. All of them are at home. 4 against Tampa Bay and 3 against Toronto. Gordon is now in the All-Star game. He had a great day defensively yesterday, and so you know what stats started popping up? He hasn't made an error yet this year.
Okay.
Here's the prop bet. He makes an error this week because everybody's going to be talking about it.
No, he's not going to make an error this week.
What would be the – what do you think about – would it be minus 800, 600, or higher? Well, what would you set it at?
Probably,
since he hasn't made one all year. Well, minus 1,500?
No, minus 800 would be about right.
Okay.
Yeah, minus 800.
Well, I don't want it to happen.
Mm-mm.
But inevitably, they start talking about this stuff. I mean, the Royals and Yankees hadn't had a walk-off win all season long. They had this. They had it on the same night, hours apart, Friday. They were the only two that hadn't.
You know, the reason the Royals don't have many walk-offs is their pitching staff. I mean, they're set up. Their team is set up that they have leads. You know what I mean? They have, and when they're up 2-0, 4-2, when you're leading a game, you're going to have a lot of save opportunities. I'll tell you what's interesting about baseball is you don't have many save opportunities if your team only goes 60 and 102. You know, compared to the team that goes 102 and 60, you know, and the New York Yankees, that's why when they used to win 100 and some games all the time, they have a lot of saves. But, you know, what are you gonna, how are you going to get 45 saves if you only win 60 games?
Exactly. Another thing that I saw it flash last night. It was one of those ESPN stats, did you know, type of things. Apparently, in the Red Sox game yesterday, there was zero putouts at first base.
That's an amazing stat.
So it was either 24 or 27 outs. I didn't see. I didn't even pay close enough attention if they won, if they were home, their way. How can you not have a ground out to first? A bunt. A sacrifice. All 27 outs were recorded strikeout, in the air, or force outs at other bags. That is amazing. I can't even. It's never happened, obviously, for the Red Sox. Apparently, it's happened somewhere else, because that's all the stat says, is that in 17,000 games that the Red Sox have played, that's never happened. No putouts.
That's an amazing. That is an absolutely amazing stat right there. I mean, I've seen every once in a while, like a left fielder will make all three outs. And they're, hey, man, he did them all. The other guys could have set down that inning. You know, I mean, but that hardly ever. I don't ever remember that. A situation like that, unless somebody just really throwing a lot of K's. You know, they're getting a lot. You know, you get 21 strikeouts. Whoa. I mean, there's been a
strikeout 20. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's
Roger Clemens, Kerry Wood.
15 or 16 strikeouts. You get 15 or 16 strikeouts, but you're dominating that much. You're going to have a couple barely ground balls or fly out someplace. So you get some outs at first base, you'd think.
Rolling through some subjects here at the start of the show. If you'd like to chime in on any of them, give us a buzz, give us a tweet, give us an email. One more on baseball here. Is Jabba Chamberlain's career over? I don't think so. I think he'll hook on, but he was released by the Detroit Tigers over the weekend. We know that he was a late signee with the Tigers. This went all the way up to about spring training. Not necessarily weighing his options, but a little bit of that. And kind of, did Detroit want him back? They wanted him back, but did they need him back? Did he fit into their system? But Chamberlain, who pitched for the Lopers his freshman year and then pitched for the Huskers the rest of the time, in his last seven games, his ERA was 14.4. Opponents were hitting .444 against him. He'd given up four home runs in five innings. Tigers manager Brad Ausmus says, quote, he struggled here at the end, but we know that without Jabba, we don't win the division last year. Sometimes changes just have to be made. You got a guy throwing like that. If you can get the old Jabba, you want him on your team immediately. But can you take the chance? Who takes the chance? It's probably not a division leader, is it, Jimmy? It's probably a Minnesota Twins. It's probably a somebody that's sitting in third with a chance to get in. I mean, that East Division has four teams that are all right there. Everybody but Boston has a chance to win the East. He's always pitched in the American League. Would the National League give him a shot? What do you think's going to happen to Jabba?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, when he went up to the Yankees and he just came up, he just had a phenomenal 26 innings or something like that. I think he gave up one run in like 26 or 27 innings when he first started out. And, man, I mean, he was like their sixth, seventh inning guy, and then they bring him in the eighth, and then, you know, the Hall of Fame pitcher for the Yankees then would close it out. But, I mean, what a tremendous thing that happened to Jabba. And what a great story, because he was one of those guys that you didn't know if he was going to make it or not. But, you know, he got to play with the New York Yankees, who used to win some World Series, and they'd be on TV quite a bit. And then it just didn't work out for whatever. The last couple of years, he's had some times where he's gone in, and the game's been 5-3, and when he leaves it, they're down 6-5. You know, so there's been some situations where that is. In Detroit, and I can understand why they're making the move. He's a favorite player of ours because he's from this area. But, you know, probably when you say they're batting .444, baseball's a strange game. I mean, you look at some of the other guys in the Detroit Tigers and what they've done. I mean, they've got some guys that were a Hall of Fame type.
Well, Verlander player. Struggling off injury. He got pumped around yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing up the Yankees, sometimes it's good to go home again. Maybe Jabba lands with the Yankees.
Yeah, maybe. You know, that's not a bad stuff. It'll be interesting to see if somebody picks him up and has him throw some innings in AAA to see if they can figure out some things. Because, you know, basically you have to throw strikes, Doug. You have to throw strikes. That's the number one thing you have to do. You have to throw strikes. And if you only got one pitch and it's not at 97 or 100 miles an hour, you know, because those major league players, there's guys that can hit that thing. But if you got two pitches, you can at least get by. You know, and I think basically now, you know, he just could go on the face. He was relying on that fastball so much to get it over the plate. So,
other notes as we roll along here at the open, and then as we said, anything you want to chime in on, love to hear from you. No major surprise to me here. I don't know why, but we've got another Husker that leaves the program over the weekend, and this is Mauro Bondi, the kicker, who I know I've poked and chided a little bit because he's just always been the guy that was on the team that didn't do anything, and you just kind of thought he wasn't ever going to do anything. And that doesn't mean he's not a good guy. It's just it was like Johnny Stanton, who I said would never take a significant snap at Nebraska and never did. Mauro Bondi was never good enough to beat out the guy ahead of him. And let's face it, Nebraska's had some good kickers here. But this is a twofold deal. That leaves Drew Brown the only scholarship kicker. Probably makes Spencer Lindsey number two, the Kearney High graduate.
I agree. You know, when you're third deep as a kicker, it's not like you're third deep at right tackle. Because your third deep right tackle gets to play, and if you're third deep as the punter, you're never going to get into the game hardly ever. I'm going to go back. You know, right now, I look at Nebraska football, and I see a lot of changes. But I think anytime there's a new coaching staff, that coaching staff's going to say, hey, here's where you fit in. We've got to change. Now, here's where you fit in. And hey, there's been really good players in all sports that the coach comes up to them after and says, hey, you know what? It doesn't look like it's going to work out next year for you here. I mean, we gave you a couple chances here, but we're going to go a different direction. And they have to do that so that player can go someplace else to college instead of come back. And they give him a scholarship, and he doesn't get to travel with the team. I mean, you know, so that doesn't work either. Here's a question for you. Rory McIlroy, what was he doing playing soccer? You said he was playing soccer?
Yeah, with his buddies.
I don't care.
We're gonna disagree.
Yeah, we are gonna disagree big time on this because I'm gonna tell you what. I don't play basketball anymore. I referee basketball. And my family needs me to do that so we have money to pay for things like college education. So I don't go out and play pickup games. A lot of my fans do, and I wasn't a bad player.
No.
You know what I mean?
From what I heard.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't get to see you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember.
What I'm saying, but I used to do that in the 30s. All right. When I was in my 30s. Yeah. But then I thought, you know, I don't know. Well, they got things in contract. There's a football player that hurt his hand lighting fireworks yesterday. Do you see that one?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, you got to do that. You got to shoot off fireworks with your friends. And you got to do that. It's 4th of July. That's what you do. How many fireworks do you think I shot off this 4th of July? Because we can disagree all you want to. But I'm telling you one thing. I didn't get on a jet ski.
No.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I didn't get on a motorcycle. I mean, there are some things that I just disagree with you on that you've got to be careful. You can play soccer if you can go out there and just go, hey, you know what? But, I mean, if I'm playing slow pitch softball with you, I don't have to break up a double play at second.
No, but you might get smoked if you're pitching.
Well, I'm not going to pitch if I'm playing in the Masters.
The way I – because I thought about that this morning – those two things, and I thought about how, and I actually haven't even seen that much of it, backlash with all the social media out there on the Rory McIlroy deal. Obviously, there's a lot of the football players anymore where they put in their contracts because they are employed. I mean, the golfers are self-employed. You can't ride motorcycles. You can't do snowmobiling. There's certain things in there.
Snow skiing. You can't do snow skiing. It's fun to snow ski, but you know what? A lot of times people come back and they don't look the same.
I just think that it's, I mean, it was an accident. You could have an accident stepping off the curb. You could have an accident riding your bicycle. I mean, I don't think that soccer, kicking around with your buddies. I mean, how many times have you seen, probably not as much in basketball, but in volleyball, the girls are just warming up for their match. The balls are rolling all along the floor and somebody comes down on one. It's just, it's an accident. That's how I see this one. Rory wasn't out there intentionally putting his health at risk. I'm sure it's something he's done a bunch of times, and I'm sure a lot of athletes have a lot of different hobbies. They could slip off the diving board and crack their head on the side of the pool. Or you could be Greg Louganis and just crack your head on the diving board. But I get what you're saying. But it wasn't like he was playing professional soccer. It wasn't like Chad Johnson getting on a bull, Ocho Cinco getting on a bull while he was still trying to play football. I get what you're saying. I chalk it up to being an unfortunate accident. That's just the way I view it. And maybe,
okay,
maybe I mean, we have a differing opinion. I get what you're saying.
How about the firework thing? Could somebody else light him?
I mean, if you're but who thinks they're going to have an accident?
Elton John. You think Elton John's out there? He plays a piano. You think he's light throwing M80s around? My point is, give me the knife. I'm going to start cutting steaks up here. You know, somebody else can do that. If you're the piano player, somebody else can do that. You know, I don't know.
I just don't think people think about it that deeply.
Well, I understand that, and that's why, I mean, but I don't know. I guess I, with Rory McIlroy, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'd like to know what the soccer game looked like. I want to know at what competitive level he was playing at, because in a while, there's a certain time where you're going, hold it, I don't know if this is really what we want to be doing right now, you know?
You're right. It sounded like they're just out having some fun.
All right, you're kicking it around with your kids. You're throwing baseballs to your son. You're doing some things like that. I mean, that's one. But if you're actually playing in a competitive game where you're out there running around going, hey, I don't know, wow.
So okay, let's bring it home. Let's bring it home here.
All right,
Jabba Chamberlain breaks his ankle jumping on the trampoline with his son.
Well, trampolines, let's be honest about a trampoline. They're not in the schools anymore. A trampoline is an activity that you used to in the 1970s and 50s and 60s. They had trampolines in school buildings. Why do you think the insurance companies told the schools you got to get rid of trampolines?
Kids are getting hurt.
Exactly correct. And they did not want the liability. They had so many accidents on trampolines that they go... you know, I mean, it's a heck of a stat. I mean, there were 100 fatalities in the state of Nebraska, 100 fatalities in the state of Nebraska, and 78 of them were people that did not wear their safety belts. And the 78 of them, there were, I believe, 8 that had their safety belt on. Okay. And then the other ones were motorcycles and pedestrians of the first 100. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a heck of a stat right there. I mean, you know, so, I don't, you know, Doug, I mean, we could go on forever. I just, and you know, I guess there's, who am I to say what activity you can and can't do? But I do know in these players that are signing for $43 million and $32 million, they have different things in their contract compared to what Jabba got for $1 million. Jabba is getting $1 million, and it probably said he can do a couple more things. But, you know, a lot of these guys can't go on a plane that has like an 8-passenger plane or less. They can't get on that plane. If they do, they don't own for their contract. So, yeah.
I can't even get to the break. I was trying to, and I started smiling again because if you're Elton John, are you throwing M80s? That's just great stuff. That's great stuff.
I hope that's not on the replay, you know, on the day I got into the sins.
We'll take a break. When we come back, talk a little hoops with Mike Trader. We'll talk a little Hastings Legion baseball with Blake Marquardt, and we'll have a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Buzz's Marine is getting away from it all and bringing our showroom to you. Join Buzz's July 11th and 12th at Frontier Resort on Lake Maloney and July 25th at Lakeshore Marina on Johnson Lake for our on-the-water boat shows. Bring the family, check out our inventory, and cruise the water before you buy. Get low financing on our full line of boats powered by Yamaha Outboards. Go to buzzesmarine.com for details. Let Yamaha Outboards power hours of fun July 11th and 12th and July 25th. Create family memories to last a lifetime with Buzz's Marine. We'll see you on the water.
Yeah. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures around 78. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a low of 55. Mainly sunny heading into Tuesday, 77. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Mike Traynor Basketball Camps are coming up. The 29th Annual Mid-America Basketball Camp is next Monday, July 13th through Thursday, July 16th at Hastings College. The day camp sessions are for both boys and girls ages 7 through 18. And you can register online, TraynorsCamp.com. You can work on your jumping, endurance, ball handling, agility, shooting, dribbling, and passing skills. Even if you're a pretty good kid and pretty good player and you work out and you're still in that driveway, maybe there's some ways that you can even get better. Maybe do it the correct way. Let's face it, we've all seen kids kind of learn on their own. Coaches can kind of help you out and make you a better ball player here in the future. And Doug Duda along with Jim Langan, and we're welcoming in Mike Traynor here to the Doug and Daddy Show. And Mike, happy 4th of July. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was very nondescript, and I enjoyed it that way. So how about you guys?
Well, we did good. We did good. Jimmy was watching some baseball.
Yeah, good. So, it was really, really an enjoyable weekend, great weather, and enjoyed it a bunch.
Now, Jimmy just was telling me about playing his basketball into, you know, his 30s and early 40s. Did you guys ever match up against each other in some intramural stuff or some whoopers and hoopers?
Well, I'll tell you what, the 30s and 40s for me have been so long ago, I can't remember that far back for sure. So I'm sure we hooked up somewhere down the road. Jim, do you remember it all?
Yeah, we played, and then I refereed some of your games, you know, when you were at Hastings Club. Remember all that. And my teams used to go to your team camp, you know, when I was at Ravenna.
Ravenna.
I think when we played, I think it was Jim Thorpe was on our team. You know, I think he was one of our players. We used to get the ball to him. He was a pretty good player for us.
That's what I'm saying. It's been so long ago, nobody would remember who played with us for that. So, but anyhow, so no, had a lot of fun, though, I know that.
Mike, I was telling Doug, you know, before we got on the air that, you know, one thing about it, if somebody came to Hastings College and they were maybe a little soft by the time they got done with being around you for 4 years, they were pretty hard-nosed. Do you kind of instill that with your campers, too, a little bit? You try to teach that still, that type of that social activity for them to kind of be when they go out on the floor and try to gain an advantage that way still?
You know, I don't think to that extent. You know, obviously it's a different camp, and then running your programs, really two different things. We work really hard on skills, and particularly shooting. And, you know, the thing I guess I'm always most pleased with is we've got a lot of really good coaches that have worked our camps over the years, and continue to do so. And so we really, I don't know what you guys think. You know, you see a lot of basketball, you're around a lot of basketball, both you guys. And, you know, the skills are just the, you know, they're important. I don't care what class you're in. if it's boys or girls or whatever, the ability to shoot the basketball is just paramount at every level. So, and I, you know, we're not sure that it's something that's maybe worked on or understood enough by a lot of people in that. So we really do try to take a lot of time. And so the majority of our time as far as skill development is on the shooting and then one-on-one moves, you know, just trying to teach them how to handle the ball and to beat their defender. And then in the evening at this particular camp, we play games in the evening. So it's a little bit different, obviously, than when you're coaching and everything. But we do talk to them, you know, about not just toughness, but about all aspects of basketball, or as much as we can, anyhow.
We're chatting with Mike Trader, former Hastings College coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's been putting on camps for a number of years. This will be the 29th annual Mid-America Basketball Camp. We have that. There's so much discussion, Mike, the last year, 18 months, about kids playing multiple sports. We've got kids going. We just had Mr. Basketball over here in Kearney. There's something almost every week that these youngsters can team up and play in. And sometimes that shooting skill is not there because it's press, steal, fast break, layup. When can we – are we close to getting that back? It seems like the discussion is kind of starting to turn the other way to get those skills back. How have things changed maybe in that aspect over the last 25 years?
Well, that's a great question. And I think, you know, every program, I think, is different. And, you know, all I can really relate to is what I see in around this area. I mean, there's some programs and some kids that are excellent, you know, with their skills. I would just say that overall, you know, I think there's more playing of games, you know, especially probably in the summertime more than anything else. And I think it just all goes back to anything. It's what the program emphasizes. You know, when Jim coached, you know, there are certain things that he emphasized when I coached. It's just what you emphasize, I think, as much as anything else in that. But there's no question. The game is a lot easier if you've got kids that can shoot it. I know that. And if you don't, it's a heck of a lot harder. So, that's one thing that no matter where these kids go, after they leave our camp and that the ability to shoot, if they can become a good shooter, they're going to find their way on the court somewhere. They really will. So,
yeah, Mike, great point. And I think one time I was when I started my coaching career, I was worried about rebounding and playing defense, and I instilled all these things and taking care of the ball, and not turning it over. And I remember Hubie Brown one time said, and I can't quote him correctly, but I'll tell you off the air what he said sometime, and you'll like it. But basically what he said was, shooting the ball makes up for a lot of other mistakes. And boy, that really, you know, I thought, yeah, that is really true. You know what I mean? We can make a bad pass, and we can do a lot of things, but if sooner or later somebody can pull up from 17 and knock one home, I'm thinking, hey, that really helped our team.
You're right, Jim. You know, and I mean, you even see it in the NBA, if you go back and think about it a little bit. When the Clippers were playing the Jordan, DeAndre Jordan, the big center for the Clippers, he can't shoot free throws. And it really impacted how teams played them and as far as fouling him. And it really had an impact on both series that he was in and that. So even at the top level, you see it. You really do.
Chat with Mike Trader here for another couple minutes. Again, they've got another Mid-America basketball camp coming up next week, Monday through Thursday at Hastings College. This is girls and boys, and you can be ages 7 through 18. Plus, you have a lot of coaches, obviously, that help you. You're usually very well attended. You want to give some personalization to each age group, both boys and girls. Of course, current coach Bill Gavers is going to be there. Jim Weeks is going to be there. You have some of the high school coaches coming in. You just mentioned Gavers and Weeks. They'll probably learn how to play a little defense as well.
they take the defensive sessions. We give them the defensive sessions. And let Coach Larry Rebel, who's used to coach it at Miller South, really a lot of different places in that, but probably was at Miller South longer than any other place. He's still with us. He's been with us the whole time, and So we, Coach likes to do, Coach Rivel likes to do the a lot of the shooting part of it. So we'll let Coach Weeks and Coach Gabers take the other, take the defense and that part of it.
Yeah, Coach, I was at the very first Lynn Farrell basketball camp. I mean, there's only
right?
The very first one he ever put on. In fact, it was we got there on a Sunday and stayed all through Saturday.
I was
homesick Tuesday. I was a fifth grader. I was homesick by Tuesday. But I'll tell you what a camp! And John Forsythe was there. There was all kinds of guys, you know, that I can remember that coached at that time. And what a camp that was! So if anything that you remember back then, you know, that you've changed a little bit, because it seems like 6 days was a long time to be around it.
Well, you hit it right on the head, Jimmy. You know, it was Sunday till Saturday. I mean, and it was a long, long camp. You know, now we go about, we go Sunday, or this Hastings camp will go Monday through Thursday. It's a little bit different than our other camps and that, but just the length of it, I think, yeah. But, you know, there's so many more things for kids that are going on now in the summer. I mean, you've got, you know, just take the girls, for example. You've got softball. You got soccer. They've got their high school camps. You know, just think how much high school basketball, Jimmy, has changed since even you were coaching. If you think about it, just of all the leagues that these kids play in and the different things that they have going on. So there's just a lot more in the time. You know, commitment by these kids is really unbelievable. It really is. So I'd say that as much as anything else, the length of time as far as the camp is concerned is the biggest difference, I think.
And, Mike, just kind of following up on that, kind of putting a bow on our talk here today, you touched on a little bit about the shooting, but what do you do different with campers in Camp 27, 28, 29 than what you were doing in Camps 1, 2, and 3?
Well, that's a good question, and I got to be honest. There's some subtle changes I think that we've tried to do. Technology, Jim will relate to this if he remembers the first camp. We videotape all of our campers, okay, their jump shot. So it's the first full day they're there. Every camper will get their shot videoed. Okay, we don't videotape it. We do it on an iPad now. We're now able to almost immediately send that home to their email address. So the kids now have it. They can look at it if they want to when they go home. If their parents want to, they, you know, if they want to work with them or see it or whatever. So that compared to, 30, 40 years ago, we used to do the actual old film. And so we'd have to have it, you know, we'd have to take it down, get it processed. It would take us 2 or 3 days before we could actually look at it and that. But I'm a real believer. I think that that can be a big help for kids if they're able to see their shot, see exactly what they're doing, whether it's with their elbow or follow through or feet or whatever it is, and that for them to see it and then to have the, you know, the knowledge on, okay, how do I correct it? You know, how do I get my elbow under the ball, or how do I get my feet squared? Things like that. So, but it's the technology has obviously changed tremendously, and we tried to take advantage of that a little bit.
Mike Trader joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again. You can sign up for the Hastings College Camp. They'll be at Doan if you're a little farther to the east or traveling through. The Doan Camp is the 19th through the 22nd. Same situation for boys and girls, but this one is at Hastings College. There's different prices if you want to stay overnight, or if you live right there in town or mom and dad's going to pick you up every night, you can do that as well. TradersCamp.com, TradersCamp.com, or you can give Mike a call, 402-960-8011. You can get registered, find out everything that goes on at the camp. And, Mike, anything else before we let you get back to your day?
Yeah, just one quick thing again. We do have that third camp. I don't know if we've mentioned the last camp of the summer, if people aren't able to make it to either the Hastings camp or the second camp at Dome. We do have one day camp left, and that'll be in Grand Island, the 26th through the 29th, and that's just the day camp. The other two are either commuter or overnight camps. So, but they can check that online on my website, and so we've got three camps left, though.
All right, Mike. Best of luck with all these youngsters, and always great chatting with you. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Take care now.
Take care. Mike Trader, plenty of years in the high school ranks, 16 years at Hastings College. Go to traderscamp.com for more information. We'll take a break. We'll talk a little baseball. Blake Marquardt is going to join us from Hastings. Their juniors are playing good baseball, and they get ready for the Cornhusker League title game, which has been moved to tomorrow, but we'll talk with him about it after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find your full line of John Deere products at Oregon Trail Equipment. With locations in Hastings, Fairfield, Hebron, Red Cloud, Superior, and Marysville, Kansas.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Matt and Carney says, according to the Golf Channel this morning, Rory McIlroy was running down the field and didn't even kick the ball and still rolled his ankle. Could have just been running down the street, working out, and have done the same thing. They were just kicking the ball around. He goes, it's kind of like Joey Chestnut breaking a tooth while eating dinner right before he goes for the hot dog eating contest.
That's a good one. I like
Joey
it.
Joey Chestnut knocked off, by the way, on the 4th of July weekend. Also, could be tough for Jack Sock and Vasek Pospisil. They dropped the first set. Well, Pospisil had to play a singles match today, and he is on to the quarterfinals. So Vasek Pospisil was down 2-0, went 5 sets. Now he has to play doubles. That can't be that much fun.
Yeah, like you said, it'd be like running a couple races the same day. Yeah. That's right.
Like the clown. Like, did you see that yesterday? The 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days.
Mm.
Yeah, I would need something from my Midway auto dealership to get around 26.2. 7 straight days. Midway Chevy now through this Thursday is the time to celebrate freedom from interest. Approved buyers can get 0% APR for 72 months on most 2015 Chevrolet vehicles. Midway Chevrolet also has more than 100 new Chevys in stock, from the 36 highway mile per gallon Malibu to the popular Equinox crossover, and there's over 45 Silverados on the lot to choose from. They're sure to find the one that fits your needs this summer. At your Midway auto dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the new Midway Auto Outlet, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Well, the Cornhusker League Championship games both scheduled for tonight. A little rain at Duncan Field and Hastings, and they're going to go ahead and move that one to tomorrow night. And joining us to talk about the season so far and the championship game is Johnson Imperial junior coach Blake Marquardt. And, Blake, good morning and congratulations on a solid season so far.
Good morning as well, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
We're moving it because of the rain, or were there other reasons tonight?
Well, actually, we had scheduled Lincoln Southeast to come down tomorrow originally before the season had even started, and it just so happened that they had won their side of the league as well, so we decided to just play that game tomorrow as the league championship game.
Good plan. Everybody doesn't have to change our schedule that way. Well, let's talk a little bit about your ball club right now. 26-9 on the season. Come off a win yesterday. Where have you seen this team? When you're the junior team, sometimes there's a maturity factor there that's not so much of a jump in the seniors as you'll see in the juniors. Tell us just a little bit about your team.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a solid group of kids this year. We've been you know, for the most part, we played really good baseball throughout the entire year. I think this weekend you saw a little bit of the inconsistency, as you said, you know, about that junior level. That's probably not how we played baseball for the majority of the year, and it's definitely not a sign for what's going to happen here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, our team is, you know, we built around really solid pitching, and with that pitching, we scored quite a few runs. And with our defense, we're a good team, and I think we're going to have a good chance here to make a run for it.
Hey, Coach, I know you're assistant coach at Hastings College, and then you're working with 15- and 16-year-old boys here. Defensively, you know, there's going to be some mistakes that are made, and you know, you've got to teach kids how to run bases and go from first to third, you know, instead of staying at second or not going first to third, you know, when the ball's in front of you, and et cetera. So what are some things you really have noticed about coaching 15- and 16-year-old kids compared to the college?
Well, it's that consistency it goes back to the fundamentals, and the consistency of them is, you know, at college level, those fundamentals have been driven into them, and they continue to do that throughout the year, and that's just kind of something that it just shows every day. At the junior, like those 15, 16 levels, sometimes they get away from that, those consistencies, and unfortunately see, you know, the bad side of the days like you saw the other day out here where we kind of let some games get away from us. But, yeah, it's just the consistency of the days, plays about every other play in the game. I mean, sometimes we, you know, advance, like you said, from a guy in second base and the ball's hit behind him. Sometimes we kind of freeze in those moments. So I think it's just the knowledge of the game is, as they learn it, as they get older. And, I mean, I think our group of kids is actually, their baseball IQ is very high, and I think that's why we're being so successful this year.
Blake Marquardt joining us here, the Hastings Johnson Imperial junior head coach. They will host the Cornhusker League Championship against Lincoln Southeast tomorrow night. Have you made the decision who's going to get the ball on the mound?
Colt Spady will be pitching for us tomorrow night.
Tell us a little bit about his season and why he gets the nod.
Oh, Colt's kind of been our kid that we've thrown, you know, obviously one of our league game every single week. He's been on almost about a Tuesday, Wednesday pitching rotation every week. So it kind of fell on his rotation, let alone he's one of our best pitchers. And he's the guy we have on the most rest right now, and he deserves to pitch this game.
Talk about just your rotation, kind of your plan. If he goes a solid five innings for you and you want to go somewhere else, you got in mind your game plan tomorrow, or is it just see how far he can take you?
Well, we'll like to take Cole as long as he can. He's been a guy that's, you know, consistently throwing five, six, and he's thrown several complete games this year. He's got command of his fastball, and with that command, he can definitely go in deep into games. And then this year, he's really took off with a good changeup and a good slider. And if for some reason he gets knocked around and we need to pull him out, we've got Trey Asher, which is a quality lefty that will be, he'll want the baseball and he'll have a good chance at it. And then Another kid we've got is Tyler Brackenhoff or Connor Lauzer, two kids that we'll probably potentially be using on the mound tomorrow.
Coach, talk about your batting lineup a little bit for us. Like, you know, leadoff guy through maybe to talk about the nine players that will be hitting for you or 10 or whatever you got.
Oh, we haven't set a for sure lineup out there, but you'll probably see the similar starters that you have seen for us throughout the league this year. Where, you know, Connor Lauzer has kind of been a team leader for us this year, and he will definitely be batting leadoff, playing shortstop for us. We haven't probably decided on where we're going to hit for Cole, if he DHs or hits for himself. Generally, he has hit for himself at the two spot. Kind of going down the line with Dawson Eckhart playing catcher, Cade Aller batting four hole for us. And kind of down the line goes, things are still kind of in the air. Where we're going to kind of be at, our coaching staff will probably get together about lunchtime tomorrow and probably put together a lineup, and we'll go from there.
We're talking here with the head coach of Hastings Johnson Imperial and Blake Marquardt as they get ready for tomorrow night's game against Lincoln Southeast. I don't know if the juniors do as much scouting as the seniors, but what can you tell us and what do you know about Lincoln Southeast?
Unfortunately, we haven't played them this year, but I have, you know, we've definitely contacted a few other coaches around the area to see what we can get on them. And they're a quality team for what I hear, and they're going to pitch the ball really well, and they definitely can swing it. So it sounds like we're going to have to be on our game and probably score several runs to stay in and be competitive with this game.
And let's take it to the next level. Right around the corner, we're going to start the area tournament. How do you think your team stacks up?
Fairly well. I really think with our top three pitchers, we definitely have a good chance of going in there and winning games right away. If for somehow, you know, we get down a game, I truly believe that we have a staff of 7 to 8 guys that can go out and win any game we need to. So as far as just depth in general, I would put our depth or our pitching staff against anybody else, and we'll be successful. We'll be competitive there. And as long as we can stay competitive at the plate and put some runs together, I really think we have a shot at winning district here and going on to state.
And Blake, when the area tournament, and we know that from being here in Kearney and the same way with Hastings, when the area tournament is in Scotts Bluff, it's different than if it's you can go home every single night and get a little rest. So you got a bunch of young kids out there that probably want to do some other things as well. It could be a 3 or 4 day stay out there in Scotts Bluff. Do you plan other activities for them?
Well, it's my first go at being in Scotts Bluff and with this group of kids. Yeah, we're probably going to have to come together, and we'll probably have, I'd like to, on days off or days we only play late games, probably find a way we can get together in the mid-afternoons, maybe and run through some just some fundamental drills, and then obviously maybe have a team lunch and somehow stay focused for the games that we need to win.
Yeah, if you've never been to Scotts Bluff, it's going to be a culture shock for you. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, everybody, my son's played for 4 years, and I'll tell you one thing. Every year, the first thing I look at is to make sure the district's not in Scotts Bluff.
It's great once you get there. It's great once you get there.
It's going to be a challenge to probably stay busy, but we'll find a way to keep these boys focused up.
Well, win, and win, and that's all it takes takes care of itself. Hey, Blake, best of luck tomorrow night and throughout the rest of the season, and hopefully we can catch up again soon. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Blake Marquardt. We didn't even get into what he's learned from Sponberg. Didn't even get into that. I don't know if that would have been a long answer or a short answer, but, you know. That is interesting what you do with the youngsters. You kind of skip those 2 years, and then you're into college. Definitely different teaching skills.
That's why the parents drive them. They're in charge of them. Yeah, let the parents be in charge of them.
There you go. Also tonight, Five Points Little Caesars, Burwell comes into Memorial Field, so there is some baseball here in Kearney. A lot of places say they're a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons, they're outstanding flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over an open flame with one of their homemade sauces of your choice, including the new mango habanero, seared onto the wing to give it that one-of-a-kind flavor. They've got pizzas, burgers, salads, and quesadillas. They've got ribs and steaks and great appetizers as well, plus a kids menu. They also offer the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages, not to mention ice cold beer. It's Monday, Coop Koozie Night. Buy the koozie for $5, 12-ounce cold ones for only $1 all night long. And if you need to accommodate large groups, check out their convenient party room today at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. We'll wrap things up after this.
Now's the time to start training for the Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 6th through the 9th in Kearney. For registration and more information, go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com. Registrations are due July 17th. The 2015 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the games at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Raxum Clay's August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. Hornaday Manufacturing is the presenting sponsor for the 23rd annual Platte River Charity Shoot, benefiting Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with disabilities or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with youth, adult, individual, and team competitions. Scholarships awarded to winners of the youth division. Platte River Charity Shoot is sponsored by Rasmussen & Associates, Five Points Bank, and Hornaday Manufacturing. Sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Show your strengths at the Hastings Wide Bench Press and Deadlift Competition on Saturday, July 11th. Weight classes range from 97 to 275. Registration is $15 for bench press only, $15 for deadlift only, and $30 for both. The event schedule begins with a 7 a.m. check-in and weigh-in. Lifting begins at 8. Admission is $3 for adults and $2 ages 15 to 17. Awards will be given to the top lifters. For more information, contact the Hastings Y at 463-3139.
Doug and Addie's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic. Thank you for your patronage over this Independence Day weekend. We asked you which event you're most excited for. Well, 82% said everything. Everything because I'm an American. 18% went fireworks. And then you had the hot dog eating contest and the FIFA World Cup final. I watched the hot dog eating contest. I don't watch the 40 minutes of pregame crap, but I do watch the actual 10 minutes of, I can't believe, Chestnut. Only 60. I mean, if he just hits an average day, he beats Stoney. And I know you have no idea what I'm talking
about. What was the final?
62 dogs won it.
62. What was second place?
60. Chestnut had won it 9 times, and he ate 60.
62-60.
Today on our Midtown Mark Cooler question, what was the most surprising story of the weekend? The Roy McIlroy injury, Carly Lloyd's hat trick in the World Cup final, or maybe the biggest free agent signing in the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge with the Spurs? This is an easy one for me. Long term, it's Aldridge. I'm going to go Carly Lloyd's hat trick in the World Cup final because even if you're not a soccer fan, and as you mentioned at the top of the show, Jimmy, if you just tuned in, it was jaw-dropping, history-making stuff. This will not happen again. There will never be a hat trick in the first 16 minutes of a women's or men's World Cup final ever again. 100 years. I'll give you 100 years. Who knows if they'll still be doing this 100. There will not be in 100 years a hat trick in the first 16 minutes of a final in the World Cup. So I'll go with that.
That's what I'm going with, and I agree with you wholeheartedly how rare that is to get a hat trick alone in 90 minutes and whatever that time is.
Well, yeah, extra time. Yeah. Nobody would have expected probably 3 goals for the U.S. or Japan the entire game. You got a hat trick in the first 16.
Yeah, 16 minutes. I mean, it was 4-0, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, wasn't it 4-0?
If there would be more soccer like that, I could watch it more. Soccer, scoring. I watched it last night. I did.
Absolutely amazing. And there were some nice goals. I mean, defensively, you're going, oh, wow. I mean, and Japan comes back and cuts it to 4-2 at one time. And I put my head down and go, it's 4-2. And I'm just thinking, I was eating a piece of pizza, and before I got the thing down, the whole piece of pizza, it's 5-2. I'm going, and I missed that goal. I mean, you know, it seems like every time I turn the channel, I miss a goal.
Vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. In golf, the British Open odds have changed. Rory McIlroy goes from 5-1 to 8-1. Jordan Spieth goes from 6-1 to 9-2. I'll bet there's some money comes in on Rory before it goes back down. I mean, that's the kind of thing you're looking for. If
sure.
he's not overly hurt, you're getting 3-1 more on your odds. More just head-scratching stuff from Nebraska basketball. Rashawn Berno comes from Florida. Wasn't even in Lincoln 60 days. Wasn't even here for an official practice. Wasn't here for a game. And he leaves to join Arizona State and Bob Hurley Jr. So, Coach Miles, I mean, it stinks. It's bad. But would you rather be at Arizona State with Bob Hurley Jr. or would you rather be at Nebraska with Tim Miles? Not Tim Miles is not a good guy. But, I mean, you just look where those teams are and the name and I don't know. So there you go. Recruiting's right here. This is a huge recruiting next few weeks, and you're down a man.
Well, I heard, Bobby Hurley, I mean, and I heard they're really good friends, but the point I'm going to try to make, I'm not as strong as I was about being careful with when you're a great athlete and don't do anything to get yourself injured before the British Open. If it wasn't the British Open, you know, that's the week I'm going to be careful. I mean, you know, you're going to live your life, you're going to do things, and you might miss the Kemper Open or something, but you don't want to miss the British. But I'll say this about Nebraska basketball. Is Nebraska basketball in the Big Ten, let's say they're in the middle. Let's just say they're in the middle. Well, Arizona State's the same in their conference. They're not in the top three in that conference.
God, I wish Nebraska was in the middle, Jimmy.
That's kind of,
I wish they were.
Well, Arizona State's towards the bottom, just like Nebraska is. So it's kind of a lateral move.
I'm just saying they're not as far away as Nebraska. Arizona State has had some success where Nebraska had a month of success in the last 20 years.
See, my sister agrees with you about this. She says that Arizona State's a better job than Nebraska, and only because in January 15th what the weather's like. But I think that when Nebraska...
The walk around campus is better?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, when Wisconsin is losing a football coach to Oregon State, it makes me look something's going on at Wisconsin.
Yes.
And Wisconsin's losing a football coach to Arkansas. I'm going, I wonder what happened there exactly. You can argue.
Money.
Yeah, okay.
Although Oregon State, maybe not, but Arkansas money.
And I don't know if Nebraska to Arizona State, as an assistant coach, if there's that much money.
Getting back to golf, the John Deere Classics this week. Carson Shockey, we've had him on the show. His father played ball here at UNK. And Carson, who will be a junior at Iowa and won the shared the title at the Men's Big Ten Golf Championship, gets a sponsor's exemption for this week's John Deere Classic just down the road there in the Quad Cities. So that'll be something to watch. The Nebraska Women's Match Play is being played at the Oakland Golf Club today, where they've had a lot of success, especially at the high school ranks. And Danielle Lemick tries to defend. She won the stroke play earlier this year. Mr. Basketball, another successful run over the weekend. The champions were the Maverick 17 Premier Black. Hastings St. Cecilia won the consolation bracket. Wide receiver DeMornay Pearson-L named the Paul Horning Award. Award watch list announced this morning that goes to the most versatile player in college football. Amir Abdullah was a finalist for that award last year. He's one of seven Big Ten players. In volleyball, Brianna Holman and her U.S. collegiate national team went 0-3 in pool play, so they'll face Chile in a consolation match Wednesday morning, our time, 1 a.m. So there's a little Husker note brought to you by T&L Irrigation. T&L, stop by and see your local T&L dealer today, like Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island. The GPS Navigation Corner System is the newest piece of equipment on the market, and you can still get one in your field to help you out during 2015. They're like no other at T&L Irrigation. Stop by and see them today, or go to TLIRR.com. I think that covers it, unless you got something else, Jimmy.
Nope, we covered it all.
Okay, as long as you're happy. I want you to be happy.
Detroit Tigers, injured player, out for a while. You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might affect the American League Central a little bit, but that's all.
The Twins are playing. The Twins are still good, and they got Santana, who got the start yesterday.
He pitched well, too.
Yes, the Royals were very fortunate to win that baseball game, and they stuck with it. Santana versus Duffy a month from now, I can't see the odds being really good in the Royals' favor, but got it when you need it, and now they get Tampa Bay in for four beginning tonight at 7:10. Tomorrow, we will talk with the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Bill Muckholl. He will be available. We'll chat with him among our other guests. The Cornhusker League All-Star Game is tomorrow for the seniors. We'll talk more about that as well, and best of luck to Home Federal tonight. We want to thank Blake Marquardt, Johnson Imperial junior coach at Hastings as they get ready for their championship, and Mike Trader with the upcoming basketball camps at Hastings College. Jimmy, see you later in the week. Have a good one.
Yep, take care, Doug.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.